and now dictation for David Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S, February 27, 39, address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up for Mr. Peters, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in January. No hospital visits. Excuse me, no emergency room visits. Left-sided carpal tunnel done. Right-sided to be done in December, no complications. Dr. Young, Y-O-U-N-G. He also did ulnar, U-L-N-A-R, nerve release on the same side. A stable skin psoriasis. Weight at 177. Says to be eating well, trying to do a diet. He's still playing golf, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, follows cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight lisinopril, HCTC, anticoagulation Eliquis, Diabetes Actos, Glimperai, Januvia, and also Nifedipine. Present blood pressure, 130/74, at home 120s over 60s, alert oriented time 3, mild decrease hearing, normal speech, lungs are clear, atrial fibrillation less than, rate less than 90, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, about 2 plus edema on the left, more than on the right. He has prior right-sided thalamic stroke. That might be the reason for the edema, as well as prior coronary artery bypass, probably a vein donor. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.8, September, which is baseline, anemia around 11.8, a normal white blood cell, a low platelet count 135, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, present GFR 36. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, likely diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Next number, blood pressure in the office, very well controlled. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. Presently not on any beta blockers or rate control. Next number, the thalamic stroke as indicated above, clinically stable. In the area of the right-sided middle cerebral artery. Next number, status post, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction does have left ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, coronary artery bypass. Next number, decreased hearing is stable over time. Next paragraph comments. Appears stable over time, no indication for dialysis, which is done for GFR less than 15 with symptoms. In terms of anemia, EPO will be provided as long as iron levels are good and hemoglobin goes less than 10, which is not the case. There has been no need to change diet for potassium. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Acid base is stable. Come back in 6 months.